at the South Pole. The South Pole Telescope is under construction, and very interesting that they want that built by fall of 2006. How do you get 244 tons of telescope down to the South Pole in a four-month period and build it? And so a lot of questions there. I put a posting of an email I got from a friend of mine who's very familiar with government contracts and what you should expect in a government contract. I'm just going to quickly read this email on the air, not quoting anybody's name, but this was a private communication to me from a person who's extremely familiar with government contracts, has worked in the government, around the government, and supported government projects in the past throughout his lifetime, very experienced. So here's what his comment was about the South Pole Telescope and the web page and the information being released to the public. He said, "Let's see now. Parallel programs just in case one gets behind schedule or has a failure. The University of California website is one of the most incomplete major science project sites I have ever seen. The list of subjects not detailed would run 2 pages. Would love to see their budget, schedule, etc. Could not even find a link to the prime contractor's brag site. This puppy is a whopper. Bet the budget is well north of $150 million. No mention of the support facilities to be built at the South Pole. Or are they just going to kick out the science teams currently in residence? No brag pages on how they overcame the engineering challenges of placing 244 tons on ice and maintaining stability. Understand, there was even the manufacture of backup components in Europe. I've never seen an NSF, a National Science Foundation program, move this fast with such invisibility, especially for a telescope. How many telescopes of this size have ever been assembled in 3 months, let alone at the South Pole? None. Operational by South Pole fall. Know anyone?" He is asking me then, "Do you know anybody at any of the support universities?" And then he says, "I bet the data flow goes through a three-letter agency before anybody else sees it." end of email, but very interesting things going on. And this is what I'm saying. Behind the scenes, I'm able to, and the friends that I deal with, my long-term associates that are able to peer through what's going on, a lot of times it's what's not being said that you have to read into and understand and interpret it, and that's why people listen to this show. Because you get news you are not going to find or hear anywhere else. While the other news talk shows are saying there's nothing going on, actually, there's a ton of stuff going on. You just have to know how to find it and what to look for, how to interpret it.